Welcome to the message podcast of Catalyst Baptist Church, a vibrant church with two campuses located west of Melbourne, Australia. Dedicated to creating a welcoming and safe space for everyone to explore and grow their faith in God, our vision is to see hope multiplied within our community and around the world. We hope this podcast serves as a source of encouragement and spiritual growth for you. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to journeying with you in faith.
We live in a world of appearances and performances, and Jesus called his followers to something deeper, something authentic that is kind of kingdom-based for their lives. And this series challenged us to kind of move beyond the surface-level religion and build our lives on the truth of his word, something deeper than that. Because kingdom people that don't look at part, but they live from inside, from the inside out. And today we're going to look at a renovation approach to being real. Have you ever watched those renovation show on TV, The Block? And you know the ones where they walk into a house that everything looks fine, you know, it's just some kind of older kind of looking carpets here and the wallpaper on the wall, but they're still looking fine. And you know that moment they start to unpack the floorboard and start pulling them out. And you hear this kind of, oh, I am sorry to let you know that we just located some termites. And you can see the reaction from those who are doing the work, because looks can be deceiving. A house can look amazing from the outside. And most of us, if we are honest enough, when we look for a house, we kind of walk around and look for, if it's a good-looking house, that's what we're going for. But you know, as much as it's looking nice and great, amazing, what really matters is what is built on, simply because you've got, you know, you never know how strong a house is or how firm and stable a life is until the storm hits. And today, Jesus gave us that same kind of renovation wisdom from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, 24 to 27. And let's read it together. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise person who built a house on the rock. The rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears the words of mine and does not put them into practice, it's like a foolish person who built a house on sand. The rain came, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with great crash. It just crashed down. So let's have a look at, you know, what Jesus is trying to say as we break them down. What do you want to tell us about building a life that lasts? But here's the big idea. If you've got anything else, here's what I want you to take home. Religious listens, but the real ones obey. It's not about what you hear, it's what you live. And let's look at these things and see what Jesus tells us about real discipleship, what it means to be built on a rock. Firstly, everyone builds, but not everyone builds to last. The other day, my grandchildren called me to come, Papa, come and help us to build the cubby house. So I went and grabbed two seats from the kitchen and then a blanket. Just throw the blanket on top, and my 18-month grandson, Junior, just walked past and pulled it down. And that was the end. Short live the cubby house. So they decided to call the two older ones to call Nana. Nana, come and help us because the house is not standing. So Nana grabbed two extra seats from the kitchen. So there's four of them with some strings. And you can see where this is going. She tied them to the corner. So next time little Junior came and tried to pull, it stays on. So Papa, they're never going to come again. So this is good for me. Jesus doesn't say some build and others don't. No, he says everybody's building something with their life. Is anyone here a Lego fanatic? Don't be shy. Put your hands up. I know there's many of you. You know, those bricks don't assemble themselves. Someone will continue to build those bricks. and turn it into something, even if it's just stepping on Legos in the two o'clock in the morning when you walk to go somewhere and you step on them. And I have so many of them, because here is my granddaughter. When she turned four, she got this present and she was super excited to try and build this Lego. She was amazing. It was a lot of work and a lot of mess. But here's the thing, building is inevitable, but the foundation is a choice, and today is special because we just celebrate baptism, the public declaration of a new foundation. And for Athena, one of our candidates, this is especially powerful because she came from the Buddhist background, but she made a choice to seek Jesus and to find peace, and she found that truth in the person of Jesus Christ. She didn't just hear about Jesus from her teacher. She pursued it by discovering what it means to build a life in Jesus. And so the wise builder, Jesus say, digs down and builds on the rock. But the foolish builder hears the same word, the same instruction, but decided you just throw it on top of the sand. Both are building, both hear the words, only one obeys and only one last, according to Jesus. You know, some of us, we grew up in church. We know the songs. We can recite all the VeggieTales. But Jesus isn't impressed with our playlist. He isn't impressed with our highlights of Christian quotes or how many services we've attended. He says, hearing my words isn't enough. And if you are parents, you know what that means. When you try hard to exercise what it's called a discipline. How often you hear mom sing that song, Johnny, how many times I've asked you to clean your room? How many times I told you to put dirty clothes in the laundry or put your shoes where they belong? Is it just children or big kids as well? Jesus is saying, hearing my word isn't enough. Are you living them? Are you building your everyday choices, your everyday habits, your everyday relationships and dreams of what I say? Here's a note for you to take away. It's not what you hear, it's what you do that builds your foundation. Hearing is like just collecting some materials, just getting some strategies, getting some knowledge about it. But unless you utilize them and apply them for the purpose they were collected and gathered for, to build, and building will never exist. And so storms reveal what's hidden. Notice that both builders are building, both are working hard, both have a vision, they both invested time and energy, both hearing something from Jesus. The difference here isn't in their activity, it's in their foundations. Today, so many people are building their lives, someone career success without Jesus, someone relationship status without Jesus, on moral performance without Jesus, some kind of spiritual philosophy without Jesus. The question isn't, are you building? The question is, what are you building on? Both houses, one on the rock, one on the sand, has something in common. They both look fine until the rain came down, the stream rose, the wind blew. My wife and I went to Tonga several years ago, in fact, before COVID, and we went to hire a car. The car looks great. In fact, there were several cars in that house, rental place in Vava'u, one of the islands in Tonga. Several of them looks good, look new. I like it. I like pretty much a lot of them. And they were cheap rental too, so it was good. Until we start riding home, on our way home, and it started raining. And water poured through the sunroof like Niagara Falls. Turned out the owner had just glued birthday balloons around the cracks. Here's a warning. Surface solutions don't last in a storm. They don't. Be careful that you don't do that. Here is a fact that everyone's life will be storm tested. Storms of loss, storms of disappointment and temptation, you know, and sickness and financial. Here's the things. These things don't care how religious you look. They don't even care. No matter how religious you look, the storm is not a question of if, but when. And when it comes, it always exposes a real foundation. Religion is a good facade, until the storm hits. When life storms hit to you, crash or you clinging on to something. When strategy and tragedy hits, do you collapse or do you find confidence that can't be shaken? When the storm hits, your public image doesn't matter. Your foundation does. You know, for Athena coming out of her former religions and getting baptized today, this is huge for her. In her own words, she explained it like this: storm that I used to face was by trying to detach from the desire that I have, trying to rise above suffering through self-effort, to try hard, trying to live perfect life. She never really had peace because it was too hard to live that so many rules. But now in Jesus, he found a foundation that doesn't require them to be perfect or hold it all together. Why? Because Christ holds them together. Do I have an amen? The storm isn't the enemy. It is the spotlight. It shows you what's real. And so obedience is the difference between collapse and confidence. And Jesus draw a hard line, what separates the heart that stands and the one that falls. Not that one, you know, seems to listen to better sermons or have a nicer car and a nicer curtains or remember every memory verse. The one difference is obedience. Let me confess, I love instruction, you know, suggested kind of guidelines and friendly reminders. But sometimes I read Jesus' Sermon on the Mount like the obvious terms and conditions. Tick, agree. But did you read it? No. And Jesus is saying that the difference between the real and the fake, the stable and the shaky, is not the ability to listen, but the willingness to what? To obey. Now, baptized friends this morning isn't saying that being baptized today means they got it all figured out. No, they're saying that I'm willing to follow Jesus whenever and wherever he leads because I trust his words more than my own and I learn to apply them to my life. Obedience is what holds your life together in chaos. The United Church building across the other side of the plaza closed down early last year, I think, or the year before, due to a serious structural safety concerns, and the building was experiencing shaky and foundation movement, making it unstable and dangerous. And it seems like the issues likely stem from problems with the settlement of the footings and incorrect foundational material. But it wasn't just the building. In fact, if you drive around, if you're near the area, you look at the building, this is lovely. But it still has left there, and nothing been done yet. But it wasn't just that building. A good part of this side of the plaza had to close down as well for nearly a year to do some renovation, and including the Tavern Hotel, where I would go regularly for lunch without my wife knowing about it. I confess. Shaky foundation come from poor engineering technique. Imagine bigger and higher building, they say 100 floors. What happens when the earthquake hits? A New Zealander, Dr. Bill Robinson, rediscovered this seismic earthquake engineering technique in the 70s called base isolation, in which a building is built away or isolated from the ground, resting on a flexible bearing of pads that he discovered. And the idea is to limit damage during the earthquake. So the building may shift slightly or move or may not move at all during the earthquake. It's been tested in New Zealand. I remember going past there for a tour in Wellington. We got to go down and have a look at the Beehive Parliament House. They took us through and showed us that. As well as in India, Japan, Italy, and the USA. The question is, what is holding your life together in chaos when the storm hits or when the unforeseen circumstances shake your life? You know, it's not perfection. It's not that you never struggle. It's not spiritual-looking behavior. It's simply putting into practice what Jesus taught, forgiving those who hurt you, praying when you're anxious, love your enemy, telling the truth even when it is hard, living generously. Anyone can listen. Real ones live it out. Together, a friend of mine was a church raised kind of Christian. He heard every Bible story before he could even make a sandwich for himself. But he finally hit what you call an adult-sized problem. His parents split, went from job to job, and he lost the job. He realized he built most of his life on being just a good church kid, not on actually trusting Jesus and obeying. But it was the crisis that revealed the cracks in his life. And he told me, it was only when I got serious about actually obeying, you know, just like apologizing instead of holding grudges, serving people, when I wanted to be selfish, start diving and serving, praying through my mess, that I found peace and security that wasn't just a Sunday morning good vibe, but a storm-proof. He said, now I know I'm not exempt from storms, but I know what I'm building on. Isn't that beautiful? What are you built on? Here is a profound and yet a simple DIY renovation project that I want to all of us to take from here today. It's called Foundation Idea. And notice that the idea is spelled I-D-R. Three things. Inspection. Inspect your spiritual foundation. Maybe this week, ask yourself, what am I basing my hope? What am I basing my vision, you know, my identity, my security on? Is it on God's promises? Or is it based on my performances, on my religious resume, or other people's approval? That is quite common. That is based on what other people think, how Christian life I should live. Second thing, dig deep to find foundation that cannot be found on the shallow, by staying on the shallow in the sand. Perhaps is there any area in your life where listening, you've been listening but not changing? You're listening but not changing, like those children are being told to do this, but they never attempt to commit to it. Where you've been hearing but not practicing. Why not pray, Lord, help me to obey, especially in the small stuff. And thirdly, reinforce the foundation. You know, don't wait for the next storm to test your faith. Don't wait, because it could be too late. It's like being a preventative kind of Christianity where you prepare for storm rather than waiting to intervene when the storm comes. And sometimes it's a lot harder to intervene and try to find a way, and then start calling God to intervene when your heart fails, when your kidney fails, when your anxiety becomes clinical. So to be a prevented real Christian is to keep reinforcing. It's an ongoing work on reinforcing the foundation of your life through ongoing practice of obedience. Because each act of obedience is another brick on solid rock. Did you hear that? Each act of obedience is another brick on solid rock. And the more you practice act of obedience, is the stronger your foundation becomes. The more you practice, the more resilient your life will be. Like our baptized friends today, many of us spend years building on good ideas, rituals, many rules, and personal cultural discipline. You know, they were sincere at some point, but sincerity doesn't change the soil under your feet or the termite that you discovered. You know, religion that we've heard teaches that the hard work is essential for spiritual peace, but Jesus says that peace is given to you as a gift from me. It's a gift for you when you're in Him. Religion, including Christianity, when it's just a set of rituals, can still be building on sand if it is not rooted in obedience to Jesus. Real holds on and stands to last. As a young kid, I still remember, woke up one night about 2 a.m. in the middle of the night. This is back in 1977. Don't ask me how old I was. A photo frame hanging on the wall fell and hit my head and woke me up. And I can still remember, woke up and see the house was moving. And I was so afraid, and I said, wow, this is the end of the world. Because I remember Sunday school story about the end of the world. And, what's, you know, Jesus is coming. I better get ready. Then I start, we all, four of us brothers, were sleeping in one room. Start running around. From their point of view, they know it's earthquake. For me, it's the end of the world. And that's how young I was. It was an earthquake that shook at 8 magnitude scale. It is still the biggest in the many earthquakes happened in history in Tonga. We had one recently at 7. Now, this is one of many. Building move, roof came down, houses fall. But our house stood them all. This is not a house, it's even better than the house that I look at. But I want you just to look at the picture. If you look from the outside and you walk inside the house, not sure if you want to renovate, you're just gonna say, nah, demolish, let's go start all over again. My point is this. This house is known in our village to be one of the strongest that still stand. Hurricanes, earthquakes, before I was born, during, and even later. And when you think of those concrete posts that is standing on, 8, would you expect that it'll stand? In fact, it did. Last year, my older brother, who is the heir to the family inheritance, finally decided to bring this building down. Earthquake couldn't move it. Hurricanes couldn't move it. He decided to bring it down. And as much as it was a grief, because it was the work of our father, how he put those posts down, we still don't know. But the people who brought them down were struggling. They were struggling to get those posts out. It was firm and strong. Jesus said to those who are called to build to last, you did not choose me, but I've chosen you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, it will be given to you. My friends, I know religion can look shiny, but when storms, surges, rises, you want to build on something solid. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all. You just have to obey. One step at a time. One act at a time. Let's not be listeners who said amen or nod our head in the pews here and then forget it at the car park when you leave today. Let's be real ones who obey and build lives that last, no matter what comes our way. I'm going to leave you this morning with this. You never know how strong a house is until the storm hits. When it does, will you still be standing? Ask that question. Will you still be standing? I encourage you to build on obedience and find a life that doesn't look good. Not just looking good, but stand firm on firm foundation, which is Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for continual work in our lives to help us what it means to be a real disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. We want to admit, Lord, there are times that we did a lot of listening, a lot of searching, a lot of reading, but never really put it into practice. What it means to live it out, to practice. And so we ask God that you help us to do that. That we will go away, and maybe for some of us, it's the first time that we get to do the Foundation DIR course as a new Christian. What does that mean? Maybe for some of us, we might think that our house has been standing for that long, and yes, there's termite underneath. There are broken pipes. There are cracks that need to be replaced in case the storm comes. Help us, Lord, to practice and keep building so that we know with strong confidence that nothing will shake it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.